Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, 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 bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless be the name of Jesus. We bless be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And decree and declare, hallelujah, that there is no one, no one, no one, no one, no one. There is no one, and no one, no one, no one like you. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and his righteous name. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you. And to you, amen, and welcome back to the LifeWay Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ. He is the Lord as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. Amen. As we celebrate Jesus Christ, amen, our Lord and Savior, welcome to the ministry. Welcome to our services. This is actually church on conference. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for institute. Amen. This new form of fellowship. Amen. A few years back. Amen. Glory be to God. We know 20 years ago or so. Amen. This was unheard of. Amen. For people to come together and actually have church. Amen. On conference, because the truth of the matter is we are the church. Glory be to God. The church is not the building. The church is our tabernacle. Amen. Glory be to God. And the second truth, amen, is that there is no time and spirit, no time and distance in the spirit, amen. So therefore, God makes it possible, amen, through the technology for this to happen. So we talk about, amen, glory be to God, and we want to bad mouth technology. We want to talk about all of the evil things and social media and all the crazy things. There's always a good and a bad side. There's always a flip side. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We look at fire, for example. You can use fire to warm your house. You can use fire to cook your food. You can use fire also to burn the house down. Amen. Or to burn your food up. Amen. Glory be to God. So there's always a flip side, but we want to thank God. Amen. We want to thank God for the person who God used. Amen. Glory be to God. I can't think of his name right now, who discovered, amen, the frequencies and the airwaves when the radio first came about years ago, and then the internet, and then the internet. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we just want to thank God, amen, that with this technology, amen, we can sit in the comfort, amen, of our home, amen, and talk with you and fellowship with you. Our brothers and sisters in Africa, we greet you today, amen. In Asia, glory be to God, we greet you. In Brazil, we greet you. We greet you in Afghanistan. We greet you in China. We greet you. We greet you. And we welcome you. You are always welcome here on our platform, because it is not our platform. It is the Lord's platform. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's service. We are the Lord's people. We come to decree and to declare his word. His word that will never return to him void. His word. This is all about Jesus. It is not about Pastor Alfreda. It is not about any of our lovely prayer partners. It is only, hallelujah, about Jesus. But when we lift Jesus up and when we abide in him, hallelujah, then he lifts us up. So when we make it about him, he makes it about us. Glory be to God. And that is the type of God that we serve. Amen. He is marvelous. He is wonderful. The songwriter sang a song, wonderful, wonderful. Jesus, he is to me. He's my counselor. He's my prince of peace. He's my mighty God, is he. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Amen. So if this is your first time, or maybe it's not your first time, but maybe it's been a long time since you have fellowship with us, we pray that you will enjoy the service this morning. Have a seat at the breakfast table, because the breakfast is about to be served. I am not the one that's serving the breakfast, but the word of God tells us, and the Lord prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Oh, my God, the Lord prepares a feast before us. Beloved, there's no enemies in heaven. So God is not talking about when you get to heaven, because you're not going to have no enemies there. God is not talking about when you get to heaven, because you're not going to be walking through any valley of the shadow of death in heaven. God is talking about a right now experience. He's talking about right now and here. Glory be to God. The Lord prepares a table. And let me tell you something. Most people sitting down with their enemies, glory be to God, wouldn't be able to enjoy a meal. No, most people would lose their appetite knowing that they were sitting at the table with their enemy, who could pull out a machete at any time, who could jump up and strangle them at any time, who could try to poison the food that they was eating. No, baby. No, no. Most of us would not be able to enjoy a meal at the table with our enemies. But because the Lord is our shepherd, oh my God, Jesus, hallelujah. He said, not only do we sit down with that meal, but he said the meal is a feast. Amen. And enjoy, because God got you. Amen. He has us, and we bless him on today. Amen. Amen and amen. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. We have been faithful to the cause. Onward, Christian soldier, marching on to war every morning, 7 days a week for the last, we'll be celebrating 11 years in the month of December. 11 years. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Getting up. Hallelujah. When we don't feel like getting up, hallelujah, doing it anyhow. Why? Because, amen, hallelujah, this is the mandate. This is the mandate. Glory be to God. We know souls are listening. Not only do we have the statistics of you, our prayer partners across the globe, amen, we see how many of you, we don't know where you're calling in from, but you come in and you listen to the replay. Even if you can't catch the 6 o'clock service, when you get up at 7 o'clock, when you get up at 8 o'clock, whenever you get up, driving to work, whatever you're doing, you're listening to the replay. So we know that this work is effective, because God's word never returns unto him void. We don't meet on this platform cracking jokes. We like to have a little humor and a little laughter, and I know I do, and I know God laughs himself. Glory be to God. We like to have fun. Yes, we do, but we are serious. We never come, amen, on this platform, amen, trying to sell lotions and potions, amen, glory be to God, and running tricks and gadgets and trying to psych you out of your money, glory be to God, so you can give it all to the ministry. No, we let God handle all of that, amen. We just come to lift up Jesus. For he said, if I be lifted up above the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. Amen. So this is our testimony here at the LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And as the pastor of this ministry was birthed out of sorrow. Amen. This ministry was birthed in pain. This ministry was birthed in darkness. And me and my daughters had just been evicted, glory be to God, pounced out of our house. Glory be to God. We was living in Abington, Pennsylvania. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. On Christmas Day. On Christmas Day. No, I'm sorry. Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve. They came holding their gun in their hand. Hallelujah. Didn't pull it out, but came with a threat and said, we give you 15 minutes. We give you 15 minutes to get up out of here. Amen. And that was on Christmas Eve, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, we ended up in some motel room. I didn't say some hotel room. I said some motel room. We thank God for the motel. It wasn't no sleazy bag. We was in Horsham, Pennsylvania. But nevertheless, it was a motel room. Glory be to God. We had a little kitchen there. Hallelujah. We had two beds in the room, and we had a bathroom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And on. Hallelujah. That morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh. Yeah, January 1, 2011. I got up out of my bed. Was careful to tiptoe in the bathroom. Couldn't turn on the lights because if I turned on the lights, the exhaust in the bathroom would make too much noise. And the prayer partners couldn't hear me. Number one, I didn't know who was on the prayer call anyhow. I didn't know because the Lord had already said, you're coming over here. Hallelujah. I didn't know why the Lord, I was already working on another prayer call, me and two other people. But we were just praying. We didn't do the word. All we did was pray. We would take your prayer request, pray. The same thing we do at our prayer altar. Hallelujah. Nobody was bringing the word. I couldn't figure out why God was calling me out. But after God called me out, he revealed it to me. He said, because I want you to preach the word. And if you tried to preach the word right here, you was going to get some opposition. See, with these other two ladies. So God said, you're coming over here. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, I preached that first message on January 1, 2011 in the dark. I preached it in the dark, hallelujah, because I couldn't turn on the light in the motel room because of the exhaust fan. I preached that message in the dark. I didn't want to wake up Erica and Nia on the other side, in the other room sleeping. I preached that message in the dark. Glory be to God. And beloved, and we've been preaching and teaching on this ministry every day since that day. And that's been 11 years. That's been 11 years. The Lord has brought us. The Lord has kept us. We don't come on this line begging for money. Everybody know we need money to run this ministry. Glory be to God. We don't come on here begging for money. We don't come on here with no sad stories. We don't come on here, glory be to God, complaining about how tired we are. Everybody know you're tired. If you're getting up 6 o'clock in the morning and you got to get up before 6 to be on the line at 6, everybody know you're tired, you're human. Glory be to God. Who can do that 7 days a week in addition to everything else you do and not be tired? We don't get on here talking about how tired we are. Glory be to God. We don't get on here complaining. Glory be to God. A couple mornings in the last 11 years, we've had some technical difficulties. We didn't give up right. We still tried. We tried. We tried. Amen. And a couple times, maybe about 5 times in our last 11 years, glory be to God, we couldn't get through. But it's not because we didn't show up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The only one time I did not show up, glory be to God, and that was not intentionally, on my birthday some 2 years ago, I actually slept right through it. First time, and it's been the last time. And I felt bad about it at first, but then I took it as the Lord giving me a birthday present. I don't know what happened that day. Beloved, I say all that to say we love the Lord Jesus. We love the Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. I come to say we come and we teach and preach on this a platform. If we don't know if we got one person listening or we don't know if we got 100,000 people listening. I'm saying it don't even make a difference. I'm saying if we found out that it was only one person listening, if we found out it was nobody listening, we wouldn't change our message. We wouldn't change our thunder. We wouldn't change our compassion. We wouldn't change our love for the gospel. Glory be to God. And this is who you are associated with when you are associated with this ministry. You are associated with integrity. You are associated, amen, with the love of God. You are associated, amen, with people that love the Lord. Glory be to God. We don't practice sin. I'm not saying we're not no sinners. I'm not saying we don't sin. We're not sinners because we have been saved by grace. No, we are not sinners. I am not saying we do not practice, we do not sin. See? Because we do sin. Yes, we do sin and come short. See? But when we do sin, we put it under the blood. Huh? We put it under the blood. We repent. We ask God to forgive us. We ask God to bring us up. Now, we do sin, but we do not practice sin. No, 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 no. I want you to know the type of ministry that you are engaging. I want you to know that who's feeding you from the table. Amen. The Bible says, know them that labor among you. I want you to see the hearts of the leaders in this ministry. Amen. We don't do what we do, amen, to bring glory to ourselves. If I was doing this to bring glory to myself, I would have never got started. I was already in a motel room. If I was doing this to bring glory to myself, we would have shut down after the first year. Glory be to God when we counted up the income year by year. And we see, glory be to God, that a lot of times I had to take money out of my own personal expenses. I had to take money, glory be to God, from here. And glory be to God, and there. Glory be to God. A couple times I had to borrow a couple dollars. The ministry itself had to borrow money that we did pay back. To keep the expenses going. If we did it for money, we wouldn't be here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If I did it to try to pay my personal expenses, we wouldn't be here, beloved. I would be out there working a 9-to-5. Glory be to God. Or doing whatever is necessary. See, we wouldn't be here if we were just going after the money, because after 11 years, glory be to God, with the money comes in, but based on the people that listen, based on the potential of what we could receive, if people were just more open to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, we know we could be better. But are we discouraged? No, we're not discouraged, because we know it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. We realize that we are in a test. We are in training for reigning. We realize God wants to see, are we going to serve him when there's no money coming in? Are we going to serve him when the people act like they're not responding? Are we still going to serve him when there's trouble in the line? Are we still going to serve him when the flesh wants to sleep? Are we still going to serve him when it feels like you're not getting the support? That, are you still going to serve me? See, we realize it is a test. See? But we say, Lord, help us to pass the test. Why? Because we're not looking for honor for man, for flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood has no heaven or hell to put us in. Glory be to God. Flesh and blood didn't save us. Flesh and blood didn't redeem us. Flesh and blood. Flesh and blood. No. This is all about Jesus. This is all about Jesus. Amen. The soil of this ministry is pure. The soil of this ministry is pure. That's why you can trust your seed in this soil. Glory be to God. It might look like it's taking a minute. But baby, let me tell you something. When that seed comes up out of the ground, it shakes the dirt off. You hear what I'm saying? And when that comes up, it's up. Glory be to God. And can't no devil in hell stop it. And can't no devil in hell block it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. That is my introduction this morning. Oh, yeah. That's my introduction. To say the Lord is good and his mercy and do it forever. Yesterday, amen, we encouraged you through the word to let you know that the Holy Spirit is madly in love with you. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Ah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Divine love, a supreme love. Hallelujah. He lusteth to envy. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, how he loves me.
and oh, how he loves you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just want to talk to you a couple minutes this morning, beloved, about being, hallelujah, signed, sealed, and delivered. Hallelujah. Still talking about our precious friend, the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. Every message that comes forth on this platform is from the Holy Spirit. Every message that comes forth. Amen. Why? Amen. Because God in three persons. You can't separate God from the Holy Spirit. You can't separate the Holy Spirit from Jesus. You can't separate Jesus from God. Ah, come on now. You can't do it. Hey, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One nature. Hallelujah. Three people. Amen and amen. Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Coming out of the book, amen, hallelujah, of Ephesians chapter number 1, Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 11. And it reads, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. I want to pull your attention this morning to verse number 13 and 14. And it says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. I want to talk to you about being 100% guaranteed. 100% guaranteed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God guarantees his promises, and you are signed, you are sealed. Amen. And you, hallelujah, are delivered. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Have you ever ordered a product, amen, and they gave you a promise that by this date you was going to have it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it didn't come. Glory be to God. That's the only one thing I don't like about ordering on the internet. I really don't. If it's not a trusted site, I never ordered and shopped on the internet prior to the pandemic. I just prefer to go to the store. Because of the pandemic, I have done a little bit of shopping on the internet, but I found out that all sites cannot really be trusted. Some sites, you know, you got Amazon that'll be there the next day, the day after. They come early, even when they say they're going to come late, okay? We know certain companies, okay, have a reputation. Certain other companies, I've had a little issue with them. I had a little issue with them because it took a real long time for the product to come. When I order online, I always pay with PayPal. I pay with PayPal, and you might want to do this too, because if there's ever an issue, you can report it to PayPal, and PayPal will investigate it for you. And that merchant does not want to lose their standing with PayPal. Because if that merchant lost their standing with PayPal, that's going to affect him doing business on the internet. And whenever you pull PayPal in, believe me, that case will be settled. If you ever order anything on the internet, try your best to use your PayPal, okay? It's going to help you. That's my little secret to you today. Amen. Glory be to God. But sometimes it takes a real long time for the package to come. Or worse yet, have you ever gotten a package, glory be to God, and you came and it was delivered and it was broken up, it was cracked? You say, what in the world is this? I'm sure they didn't send it like that. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Who knows? They could always blame it on the parcel service. They could always blame it on UPS. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? So, beloved, amen. So sometimes, amen, the package is delayed. Amen. Glory be to God. And what do we do? Most of the time, glory be to God, if we don't keep our flesh under, we begin to lose our temper with the company, see, from whom you ordered it. Now, I don't try not to get nasty. I don't go there, but I will admit there's a couple of times my temperature went up a little bit. See, I didn't holler and scream with them. Amen. But I challenged them a little bit. Why? Because I paid you for this 3 weeks ago. What is the problem? See? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And even if you didn't pay for it, see, you're going to be sending me a bill in a day or two for an item I didn't get that I ordered a month ago. So we find our tempers going up in these type of situations, see? And sometimes, beloved, if we're not careful, it can leave us very frustrated, very disappointed. Glory be to God. But in our scripture this morning, beloved, Paul lets us know that God himself is waiting for a special delivery package. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, yeah, he's waiting. Glory be to God. And he is so excited to receive this package that he has personally done everything necessary to ensure that it will arrive intact, that it will arrive complete, that it will arrive with no defects, that it will arrive without a single piece of it being broken or scratched. He has also done everything necessary to make sure that his package arrives right on time. Oh, yeah. Glory be to God. The exact day, the exact hour. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. In our scripture this morning, beloved, amen. And it reads, amen. It says, in whom also, after that ye believe, after you believe, you were sealed. Let me hear you say sealed this morning. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Beloved, just for a few more minutes this morning, I want to draw your attention to the word sealed. The Holy Spirit said you were sealed. Glory be to God. And we want to look at this word sealed from the Greek and see exactly what is God saying to us. Beloved, this is extremely important. You have to know that seals were used in the New Testament times to guarantee that the contents of a package were complete and that the contents of the package was not defective. Such a seal would only be placed on the package if the product had been thoroughly examined first. If the product had been inspected first, to make sure that it was fully intact and fully complete before it was sealed. If the product was broken or defective, or if the product was faulty, the guarantor would not put a seal on it. They would say, we can't seal this because it's broken. We can't seal this because it's defective. We can't seal this one because it's not fully intact. Oh, no, this is faulty. This is complete. We can't put our seal on this. Oh, my God. See, because the seal was the proof that the product was impeccable. When they put that seal on that product, that means everything is A-OK. Everything is guaranteed right here. We sign it off on this. We can put our signature on this. We can back this one up. This is sealed. This is signed. Hallelujah, my God. Such seals were also put on parcels before being mailed to their final destination. Parcels bearing such seals was usually sent by extremely wealthy individuals. because they were the only ones, amen, that had the authority to back it up. These seals, beloved, which bore the insignia of a particular wealthy or a famous person, that seal on that package meant that this package was to be treated with the utmost tender care. You got to treat this one gentle here because it's got the seal on it. You got to treat this one here with tender care because it's got the seal on it. Oh, no, you can't mishandle them and rough this. You can't throw this one to the corner. Baby, do you see the seal? Oh, yeah, this is priority here. This is special here. Oh, this is a royal package here. You see the seal? Ah, my God, Jesus. To seal such a package, the sender first poured hot wax into the flap of the envelope or the string, see, that bound the box of glory be to God. After they did that, then they would place their insignia onto the wax, see, and it would leave a visible, distinctive mark. And this insignia alerted everyone that the package was the possession of a wealthy person. No, this package here ain't coming from the ghetto. This package right here, you see the seal? That seal confirms that this package here is coming from a wealthy person. This package here is coming from a powerful person. This seal here is coming from a person who can make some things happen. Ah, my God, Jesus. Therefore, the seal, when that seal was there, beloved, it guaranteed that the package would make it to its final destination. A package didn't get lost that had a seal on it. A package never came late that had a seal on it. A package never went to the wrong house if it had the seal on it. Ah, come on, somebody. Come on. You see where we're going. You see where we're going this morning. Hallelujah. If that package had the seal on it from this wealthy, powerful person, oh, this seal, hallelujah, is going to guarantee it's going to make its final destination. And not only is it going to make its final destination, it's going to make its final destination on time. Well, beloved, let me tell you this morning, the Bible says that you are sealed. You are sealed, glory be to God, not with no paper. Hallelujah, not with no foil, but you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. This means, beloved, that there is nothing, hallelujah, incomplete about you. This means that there is nothing defective about you. When God made you new, hallelujah, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When God made you new, glory be to God, the last thing he did, after God completed you, glory be to God, hallelujah, then he checked you out. He looked you over, inside and out, up and down. Yeah, glory be to God. Yeah, he looked you over, thoroughly examining and inspecting you before placing his final seal of approval on your heart. Before God placed his final seal of approval on your heart, he checked you out. He said, that's good. Hallelujah. He looked at that. He said, that's good. He looked at your gifts. He said, that's good. He looked at your destiny. He said, that's good. Oh, glory be. He looked at your pretty face. He said, that's good. He looked at your personality. He said, that's good. He said, that's good. He said, all right, boys, everything good. Seal it. Oh, glory. He said, seal it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't need nobody to back me up. I seal this one. All power is in my hands. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Oh, glory be to God. Our scripture tells us this morning, beloved. Paul is telling us, beloved, that if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have been sealed, and you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. For God to seal you with his Spirit means that you are God approved. Oh, my God. We're not talking about FDA approved. Hallelujah. We're talking about you've been God approved. We're not talking about CDC approved. We say you have been God approved. You have been approved by God. I don't care if you don't like it. It's already been approved. I got the seal. I got the check mark. I got the guarantee. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have been approved by God, beloved. Your contents are intact. Your contents are in order. Beloved, you should never again view yourself as if you are damaged goods. Oh, no, you're not damaged goods. Hallelujah. But I come to tell you through the word of God that you are approved. You are endorsed. You are recognized. You are affirmed. You are sanctified. And you are notarized by the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Some people won't even do business with you, won't recognize your papers unless the papers have been notarized with the seal on it. But guess what? You've already been notarized. And yes, you got the seal. And no person did it, but God did it. Oh, my God, Jesus. You have the seal of God's approval. So, beloved, start acting as if you are special because you are. Hallelujah. God thinks you are very special. You don't care, hallelujah, what your family think, what your neighbors think, what your enemies think, what your boss think, what your co-workers think. It don't care what they think, because we want to tell you what God thinks. His opinion is the only opinion that matters. Glory be to God. And God thinks that you are very special. He said, let me put my seal on you. You got my approval on this. No works of your own, nothing that we have done, but by grace and by mercy. Oh, glory be to God. The seal of the Holy Spirit, beloved, is also the guarantee. Somebody say guarantee. Oh, there ain't too many guarantees in life. Oh, ain't too many guarantees. Some people advertise 100% guarantee with all these stipulations. We guarantee it 100% if you didn't open it. We guarantee it 100% if it didn't break. We guarantee 100% if you didn't wash it. Well, see, they got all these stipulations with their guarantees. But, beloved, I want you to know that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, the seal of the Holy Spirit is your guarantee that you're going to make it to your final destination. Hallelujah. I'm going to make it. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Glory be to God, because if God be with you, who could be against you? You're going to make it to your destination. You ain't going to get lost in the sauce, baby. Sometimes when the package is lost in the sauce, they got to send it back. Hallelujah. No, you ain't returning back to nothing. You ain't returning back to nothing. If anything, you returning back to that altar. If anything, you returning back to your knees. And get things straight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you can be rerouted, because you will meet your destination. Hallelujah. God is the one who inspected you, and God is the one who packaged you. He also put his guarantee on you to ensure that you will be delivered to his ordained destination for your life. That means, beloved, you should never complain that you're not going to make it. Don't them words come out your mouth not one more time. Don't ever complain that you're not going to make it. Don't ever complain because you've been sealed, baby. The seal guarantees. You might have to take a little detour. Maybe some sir, maybe the road was blocked. The UPS had to take a detour. Maybe the weather conditions slowed it up a little bit. Huh? Glory be to God. Maybe COVID-19, amen, hallelujah. And got a little bit of people working, amen. And it's taking a little bit longer, but let me tell you something. One thing for sure, two for certain. It's on its way. Ah, my God. Beloved, of course, you're going to make it. God will see to it. So when demons see the seal of God on your life and in our spiritual warfare, we'll talk about this some more. See, this is why the devil's afraid of you. Because when the devil sees you, and we got to remember, God is a spirit and the devil is a spirit too. And we are spirits having a human experience. And when the devil looks at you, you know what he sees? Yeah, you got it. Yeah, he see that seal, baby. He see the seal of the cross of Christ. He sees that the seal of God on your life. That's what the devil sees. See? And when the devil sees that seal on your life, they know that they are not to mess around with that package. The devil walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He said, hey, amen, let's go over here today. And he get close up on you and they see the seal. They said, nah, let's make a detour. Let's go over here. We can't mess with that one. Why not, boss? You see that seal? You see that seal? Man, you know what that seal means? That seal means 100% guaranteed. Oh! That seal means this package here is untouchable. That seal here means that this package here is unable to be touched by evil. This package here cannot be detoured. This package here cannot be stolen. Cannot be destroyed. Cannot be into. No, man, this seal here gets you in trouble. This seal here, man, put your face on the most wanted board, the list. Man, you have all the FBI and CIA coming after you if you touch this package here. And the devil see that seal on your life and said, nah, we'll come back at, you know, another day. Maybe the seal will fall off. Let's just go away for a season and come back and maybe the seal will drop off. I don't think so. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that you are a special package to be treated with special care. Angels are watching over you. Angels are guarding you. They're guarding your safe passage from one place to another. The steps of a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Evil forces may attempt to delay the timing of your arrival, but the seal of God in your heart guarantees that you will get there. I'm going to make it. Why? Because I've been sealed. Ah! I've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. I'm sealed. God sealed me. I'm going to make it. I'm guaranteed to be delivered. I will no longer be delayed or denied. And we're not accepting any substitutions. Baby, I'm sealed. So, beloved, as I close, let me read this scripture again in the Greek. And it reads like this, quote, the moment you believed, God thoroughly examined and inspected you to make sure that you were fully intact and complete. Because he found nothing in you broken, nothing in you defective, nothing in you faulty, God put his seal upon you. The ultimate proof that he found you to be impeccable.
That seal meant you are approved. That seal meant you were endorsed. That seal meant that you were recognized. You were affirmed. You were sanctified. That seal meant you were notarized by the Spirit of God. It was his guarantee that you are going to make it to your final destination. Beloved, this should tell you how intensely God longs for your arrival in heaven. He himself has inspected you, he has sealed you, and he has guaranteed you. Now he watches over you to see that you make it all the way into his presence, where he eagerly anticipates that day when we will see him face to face. When I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, amen. So whatever the devil speaks to your mind or your flesh, when your flesh screams out, beloved, that you're not going to make it, rebuke those lies. And while you're rebuking those lies, point to the seal. Use your hand to rebuke the lie and use your fingers to point to the seal that God has placed on your life. Amen. You can make it. You will make it. Lord, we are so thankful today that you have sealed and guaranteed us. Forgive us for those times when we speak badly of ourselves, judge and condemn ourselves, or put ourselves down in front of others. We should be proud of and thankful for who we are, because the blood of Jesus has cleansed us and has redeemed us. You were so convinced that we were free of defects that you sealed us with your Spirit, giving us your ultimate seal of approval. Father, help us to appreciate the great work that you have done inside of us. Thank you, Father, for guaranteeing. Thank you for overseeing. And thank you for assuring us that no force on earth and no demonic powers can stop us from arriving to our ultimate heavenly destination. And we say thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. 100% guaranteed. God guarantees his promise. They are signed, sealed, and delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. In form of announcements, amen, beloved, we will be at the altar prayer today, amen, at 12 o'clock and back at 9. I want to thank all of you, amen, who showed up last night for our presentation. It makes my heart good, feel glad. I don't get disappointed when people show up. Well, let me not lie. Let me not lie. I don't ask that much of this ministry. I don't get as disappointed as I used to get. But when people don't show up, when people don't even try to show up. Y'all know I'd be lying if I say it's okay. Well, it is okay, but I do feel some kind of way. I do. But nevertheless, we realize things happen. You know what I mean? We take the time. We send out the text messages one by one. You know how many text messages we send out? You know how much time it takes for me to type all that out and send all that out? Especially when I don't do it in a group message. I do it one by one. And then to go back and run it a second time and send you a reminder. You know, but that's part of working in the Lord's vineyard. Sometimes you just don't feel you know, you're just not going to get everything back right away that you give out. You're not going to get it. So I have tough skin, and I have nothing personal against the ones that didn't show up, even the ones that showed up. You know, we just want to thank God for you. Thank God for the ones that did. Amen. And for the ones that didn't too. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Amen and amen. The Bible tells us that our blessings come from the head down. It comes from the head down. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's such a blessing when you honor your man or your woman of God. It's such an honor because, amen, if they're blessed, you bless. Amen. When you can encourage them and do your part, amen, beloved, amen. You're not taking anything away from yourself. You're actually, amen, reaping the benefits of that. And moral support is just really, really important. But that wasn't about me. The presentation last night wasn't about me. It was about you. And some of you have already reached out and said you would like some more information. So if you'd like to have more information, amen, just let us know. And let me know, amen, glory be to God, and Sister Tanya, amen, glory be to God. I will be blessed, amen, financially, amen, by you taking a part of the $20 membership, of the $20 membership, that's all it costs, amen. Some of you were afraid to look because you thought we was coming with something ridiculous, amen. Glory be to God. And then so as I'm blessed and Sister Tanya Norwood is automatically blessed because she's up, I'm under her in the corporation. Amen. So see me first is what I'm saying. Amen. And God be praised. All right. Amen. All right. At the altar prayer, we praying at 12 o'clock. Coming back at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow is our Praise Wednesday. Our Praise Wednesday. Come with your songs. Amen. Come with your testimonies. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Give it up. 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 Amen. In Jesus' name. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. All right. I think that's it. Continue to keep Minister Denise Jackson. Amen. In prayer and her family. The transition of Mrs. Miller. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us pray one for another. The ones we talk to every day and the ones we don't. The ones we see and the ones we don't. You never know what a person is going through. See? Because they might not tell you. They ain't going to tell you everything. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about the person that tell you everything. Calls that person a fool. You ain't going to lay all your heart on the table. He's going to, you know, in bits and pieces. I'll share this with you as the Holy Spirit lead me. So we don't know everything. Even when we think we know, we don't know. You don't even know everything that's going on in your own life. So how do you know everything that's going on in somebody else's? See, this is why we need to pray. But the Holy Spirit knows. The Holy Spirit knows. Thanks. Take some time out and pray. Take some time. Reduce 30 minutes of social media and put that extra 30 minutes in prayer. Take your favorite TV show. Watch it later. To take that hour and put it in prayer. Amen. Prayer works when we work it. Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. As we go forward this day, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of incident, accident, and calamity. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, and in Jesus' name, we do pray. Bless us at the altar. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve in spirit and in truth. Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified and magnified, and we say thank you for your seal upon our lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. And the Lord bless you, keep you, hallelujah, and smile on you and be gracious to you. Amen. In Jesus' name. I love you, love you, love you. Baby, yes, I do. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Yeah.